Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei aviv. And Yaakov lived, he settled in the land where his father lived, be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Maskil David learns that Rashi is bothered by Akasha. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that Yaakov lived in the land of Canaan? It seems to be obvious, because if you look at last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayova Yaakov el Yitzchak Aviv, Mamre Kiryas Ha'arba Hi Chevron. Yaakov returned to Yitzchak his father, to Mamre, to Chevron. So we see that Yaakov came back to Chevron, he came back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk further on in the Parsha, when Yaakov was sending Yosef to check on his brothers, the Pasuk says, Vayishlochehu me'emek Chevron. He sent Yosef from the valley of Chevron. So we see that Yaakov was still living in Eretz Yisrael. So why is it necessary over here to tell us that Yaakov was living there? We see he came to Eretz Yisrael. We see further on in the parasha he was still there. So obviously he was living there. Why is it necessary for the Pasuk to say Vayeshev Yaakov? On this Rashi answers, it is to contrast the yeshiva, the settlement of Yaakov, with the settlement of Esav. Because if you look in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Ches, and Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk uses the same Lashon as in this Parsha. It says, Vayeshev Esav Bahar Seir. And then the Pasuk says, Ve'ela told us Esav. Just like over here it says, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. And the next Pasuk says, Ela told us Yaakov. So the Pasuk is using the same expression to show us the difference between the settlement of Esav and the settlement of Yaakov. Because by the Yishuv of Esav, the Pasuk does not go into great detail telling us how they fought their wars, how they settled, how they chased out the Chori from the land of Seir. Because they weren't important before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha Enkein, the settlements of Yaakov, who were Chashuvim, they were important before Hashem. The Torah goes into great detail telling us all about their lives, all the turns of events, and everything that happened to them. And that's why the Pasuk is telling us over here, Vayeshev Yaakov, Ela told us Yaakov. Because it wants to show us that concerning Esav, the Torah does not go into great detail, as opposed to Yaakov, where the Torah tells us every specific detail about what happened to them, because they were Chashuvim. And the Taz in Sefer Divrei Dovin adds, that's the reason why it says Vayeshev Yaakov with a Vav, and Yaakov lived. Usually a Vav is a Vav Achibor, it's connecting it to the Parsha before. And here the connection is to connect the Yishuv of Esav to the Yishuv of Yaakov to show the contrasting difference between the two. That's why the Pasuk says Vayeshev, to connect the two Parshias. Eleh told us Yaakov Yosef. These are the children of Yaakov Yosef. The question is, why out of all the children of Yaakov is Yosef mentioned? Yaakov had many children. And we will see soon, Rashi gives many terutzim why Yosef is mentioned out of all the Shvatim. Ben Shvas Reishona, he was 17 years old, Hayaroya es Echa Batsoin. He would graze the sheep with his brothers. Vuhunar, and he acted like a youth. He did certain things that shows he was like a kid. He would fix his hair, and he would groom his eyes. As B'nai Villa of as B'nai Zilpa, he would hang around the B'nai Villa and B'nai Zilpa. He would be Makar of them, even though the B'nai Leah would call the B'nai Villa and B'nai Zilpa Avodim. But Yosef would say, Neshe Aviv, they are really the wives of my father, and therefore the B'nai Villa and B'nai Zilpa are not Avodim. Vayove Yosef es dibosom ro el aviem, and Yosef brought Estibosom, anything he was able to say about them, raw, in a negative way, El Aviem, he told their father. And Rashi says three things which Yosef told Yaakov about the Shvatim. He told Yaakov that they ate Aver Menachai, they ate a limb of a live animal. He told Yaakov that they called the Bnei HaShvachos, they called the children of Bila and Zilpa Avodim. And he also told Yaakov that they were Choshur Al Ho'arayis, they were suspect of being Mezaneh, with people that they were not allowed to marry. And the Mefarshim explained that obviously the Shvatim were not doing these terrible averis, and they give a reason for each one of these acts. Concerning Avim and Achai, there is a din of a Mefarcheses, which means after the Shechita of an animal, if the animal is still moving, it is called a Mefarcheses. A Mefarcheses is usur for a goy to eat, but is mutter for a yid. The Shvatim felt that since they were Makayim all the mitzvahs, they had dinim like a yid, and they were allowed to eat a mifarcheses. It was not considered Eva Menachai. But Yosef felt that since the Torah was not given yet, they had a din of a goy, and they were not allowed to eat a mefarcheses. So basically it comes out that it was a machloikis between the brothers and Yosef, if they had a din of a Yisrael or a din of a goy. In Sefer Shalom, he says a different pshat in why the Shvatim were able to eat the Eva Menachai. He says that the Shvatim created an animal with the Sefer Hayetzira, a certain book that taught them how to create certain things. And they created an animal with this Sefer. This animal really did not have a din of a regular behemoth, and it was mutter for them to eat Eva Menachai. The Isra of Eva Menachai did not apply to an animal that was created with Sefer Hayetzira. And Yosef did not know that this was an animal created with Sefer HaYetzirah, and therefore he told Yaakov that they were eating Eva Menachai. Concerning the fact that they would call the Bnei HaShvachos Avodim, the Mefarshim explained that the Bnei Leah did not really call the Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpah Avodim. They just told the Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpah that you are not really on our level. We have a better Yichus than you. Our lineage is greater because our mother was not a Pelegesh, and your mother, Bila and Zilpah, are Pilakshim. Therefore you are not equal to us. Yosef took that as if the Shvatim were calling the Bnei Bila and Bnei Zilpah Avodim. But in essence, they did not call them Avodim. Concerning the fact that Yosef said that they were Choshur al Ho'arayis, some of Farshim learn that since they did business dealings with women, Yosef considered that as if they were suspect of Arayis. But the brothers felt that since this was only concerning business, there was no hira avera, and it was not usur. The Shalom over here also learns that they created a woman with the Sefer Hayetzirah. And Yosef saw this woman walking with the Shvatim, and therefore he said that they were Choshud al Ho'arayis. But in essence, this was not a real woman, and there was no Isser. Rashi goes on to explain that since Yosef did not look into these averis which he accused the Shvatim of doing, he should have looked into it more in detail to see if this was really an avera. Therefore he was punished 3 times for all these averis. On the fact that he accused them of eating Eva Menachai, he accused them of eating a live animal. The Shvatim killed an animal in order to sell it. In order to sell Yosef, they needed an alibi that a chaya ra, a wild animal, killed him. So they killed a goat, dipped his kesinus in the blood, and said that a wild animal consumed him. So, because of Yosef accusing them of eating a live animal, they killed an animal in order to sell him. Because Yosef said that they called the Bnei HaShvachos Avodim, he was sold as an Eved to Potiphar. And because he said that they were Choshur al Ho'arayis, Ashes Potiphar started up with him and wanted to be Mizana with him. There is an interesting pshat in Sefer Gan Rove that is worth mentioning over here. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis, Ve'emesai Ho'ish Nischayev B'mitzvah Zu, when is an Ish Mechoyev in the mitzvah of getting married, Zak the Rambam, Mi Ben Shva Esrei Shana, when he reaches the age of 17. And the Magid Mishnah over there asks an obvious question. The Mishnah in Avos says, Shmoina Esrei L'chupa, that a man should get married at the age of 18. How can the Rambam say 17? Therefore the Magid Mishnah answers that when the Mishnah says 18, it means in his 18th year after his 17th birthday. Once somebody reaches his 17th birthday, and one day after that, he is in his 18th year. And that's what the Mishnah means, Shmoneh Esrei L'chupa. Not after he completed 18 years, but once he started his 18th year, after his 17th birthday. And Gan Rova says that we can bring a riot to this Rambam from a Yonison Ben Uziel in Sefer Vayigash. Over there, the Pasuk lists all 10 children of Binyamin, Bela, Becher, and one of them is Chupim. And Yonison Ben Uziel says the reason why Binyamin called this child Chupim was because he said that when Yosef separated from him, when Yosef separated from Binyamin, Yosef was 17 years old and he was fit to get married. He was at the age of one who gets married. That's why he called him Chupim, because when Yosef departed, he was at the age of Chupah. We know from our Parsha, the Pasuk over here says, Yosef ben Shvas Reshona. Yosef was 17 years old at the time of the Mechira. So how was Binyamin able to say that he was Roy L'Chupah? It must be that Yonasan ben Uziel held like the Rambam, who holds that the age of getting married is 17, and when the Mishnah says Shmoina Esrei Lechupa, it means at the beginning of the 18th year. And the pasuk continues, V'Yisrael Ahav Es Yosef Mikol Banov, and Yaakov loved Yosef more than all his children. Ki Ven Zekunim Hulai. Rashi explains three different pshatim in Ven Zekunim. Either it means Ki Ven Zekunim Hulai, he was a son that was born in his old age, and therefore he loved him more than the rest of the shvatim. Rashi in his second pshat brings down Targum, that the Lashon of Zekunim is from the Lashon of Zakein. Zakein means a Chacham. Kiven Zekunim Hulai, Yosef was a son in which he would give over his Chachma, all the Torah that he learned from Shem and Aver, he gave over to Yosef, and since he learned with him, therefore he loved him more than the rest of the Shvatim. And Rashi's third pshat is, Zekunim is a Lashon of Ziv Ikunim. Ziv Ikunim means the countenance and the luster of the face was similar to Yaakov. Yosef and Yaakov looked alike, and therefore Yaakov liked Yosef more than the rest of the brothers. But also like Sonis Pasim, and therefore he made for him a shirt made of wool. Pasim means wool. Rashi brings down a second pshat that Pasim comes from the letters Pei Samach Yud Mem, which is referring to all the times that Yosef was sold. He was sold to Potiphar. He was sold to Seichrim, merchants, Yishmaelim, and Midyanim, all symbolized by the Pei, Samach, Yud, and Mem. Vayiru Echov, and the brothers saw, Ki Oisei Ohav Aviyem Mikol Echov, that Yosef was loved by Yaakov more than the other brothers. Vayisnu Eis Oisei, and they hated him. Velo Yochlu Dabra L'Sholoim, they were not able to speak to him, L'Sholoim, peacefully. And Rashi explains that Mitoich Genusam, from the negative statement that is said over here in the Pasuk, that the brothers hated Yosef, we can learn Shvacham, we can learn the praise for the Shvatim. Because sometimes people are not Echad V'Peh, V'Echad B'Lev. In their heart, they might hate somebody, but with their mouth, they act like a friend. The Shvatim were not like that. The way they felt in their heart was the way they spoke. Since in their heart they hated Yosef, they were not able to speak peacefully about him. In Sefer Meleches HaKodesh, he brings down, that's the reason why the word L'Sholoim is written Chaser Vav. There is no Vav between the Lamed and the Endomem. Because even a Mechusar Dike Sholoim, even a weak and defective peaceful gesture, they were not able to say to Yosef. Because since their sinner was so great in their heart, they could not bring themselves to speak even a mechusa dekeshalim. Vayachlam Yosef chaloim, and Yosef dreamt a dream. Vayaged laechov, and he related it to his brothers. Vayosifu oid sinoi oisoi, and they increased to hate him. Vayomer aleim, and he said to them, Shimunu hachaloim atar asher chalomti, listen now to the dream that I have dreamt. Vehine, and behold, anachnu ma'al memalumim b'sei chasode, we were tying bundles in the field. Mihine koma alumasi, and behold, my bundle stood up. Vegam nitzava, and remained standing. Vihine susubena alumoisechem, and your bundles surrounded my bundles. Vatishtachaveno lalumasi, and they bowed down to my bundle. Vayomru leechov, and the brothers said to Yosef, Hamolech timlech aleinu, are you saying that you will become a king over us? Imashal timshal banu, are you saying that you will be a dictator over us? You seem to be saying that our bundles are bowing down to you, that you will become a king over us. Vayosifu oitznoi oisai, and they increased to hate him, al chalamoisav, on his dreams, v'al devarov, and on his words. The Mefarshim discuss, why does it say a Lashon of Chalamoisav, his dreams, plural, if we only mentioned one dream? We only mentioned the dream about the Alumim, the bundles. Why does it say Chalamoisav? The Rabbi Bar Tanura learns that in Pasuk Hey, it is alluding to a first dream. Vayachalom Yosef Chalom Vayagid LaEchov. Yosef had a dream, and he related it to his brothers. Vayosifu Oitzinoi Oisoi, and they increased to hate him. What is this pasuk referring to when it says Vayachalom Yosef Chaloim? The Rabbi Bar Tanura says that this is a separate dream. It was a dream that Yosef had that 10 Neirois, 10 flames, cannot extinguish Ner Echod, one flame, which means the 10 brothers cannot kill Yosef. This was a separate dream. And that's what Pasuk Hay is referring to. Vayachlam Yosef Chaloim, this dream of 10 Neirois. Yosef told it to his brothers. Vayasifu Oitzinoi Oisei. Vayomer aleihem Shimunu Achalim Azer Asher Chalomti was a second dream. the dream of the alumois, of the bundles. That's why the pasuk says, "Vayosifu oisinoi oisai al chala moisav," on his dreams, because there were two dreams. The Hemek Dover, the Netziv, says that pasuk hay is not referring to a separate dream, but rather "Vayachlam Yosef chaloim" is the dream of pasuk Zion of the Ma'almim alumim. Why does it say "Vayosifu oisinoi oisai" even before the dream is mentioned? Because a dream is usually said to a friend, to somebody you like, because the outcome of the dream is dependent on the interpretation. So therefore, a person would only tell a dream to somebody that he likes, and somebody who likes him. The fact that Yosef related this dream to the brothers bothered the brothers. Why is he looking at us like a friend that he would tell us the dreams? That's why the pasuk says, "Vayosifu oisinoi oisai." The brothers increased in their hatred by the fact that Yosef related the dream to them. But there was only one dream. So why does the pasuk say "al chalamoisav" on his dreams? The Arachayim learns that it is referring to the details of the dreams, the details that v'inei kama alumasi, it stood up, v'gam nitzava, it remained standing as if he will become a king over us for a long time, and all the different details of the interpretation of the dream caused a greater hatred by the brothers. The pasuk over here mentions a lashon of Melech and Moshel. Hamolech timlech aleinu im moshel timshel banu. The Vilna Gaon explains the difference. A Melech is a king that the people chose that he should be a king over them. A Moshel is a dictator who takes the rulership by force. The Vilna Gaon explains the pasuk when it says, Ki Lashem ha-melucha u-moshel ba-goyim. To Hashem is the melucha, which means right now Hashem is only a melech, a king that was chosen only over Klal Yisrael. Because only Klal Yisrael chose Hashem as the king. U-moshel ba-goyim. But he is only a dictator over the goyim. The goyim did not choose him as a king. But v'olu moshiyim b'har tziyon. When Mashiach will come, Lishpat es Ar Esav, to judge Esav, then v'hoyasal Hashem ha-melucha. Then the melucha, the kingship, will be to Hashem. V'hoya Hashem le-melech al kol ha-oretz. In the time of Mashiach, Hashem will be a king over the whole world. He will be chosen by all the nations, not only by the Yidden. That's why it says he will be a melech al kol ha-oretz. The pasuk says that after Yosef related the dreams to his brothers, Vayosifu oisinoi oisai al chalamoisav al devarav, they increased their hatred towards him because of the dreams and because of his words. What does it mean, because of his words? Rashi says, al dibasam ra shahaya mevi laviyem, because of the evil words that Yosef would tell Yaakov about the Shvatim. Why were the brothers first bothered about the dibasam ra after Yosef related the dreams to the Shvatim? Dibasam ra is mentioned earlier in Pasuk Beis. Over there, the Pasuk does not say anything about the Shvatim hating Yosef because of that. It only mentions it now after Yosef related the dreams to the Shvatim. Maskel David explains that originally when Yosef brought the Dibasam ra el Aviyam, the Shvatim were not so bothered by it. They were able to say, you know, Yosef feels inferior to us. He doesn't feel he's chashuv enough to come directly to us and tell us what he thinks we are doing wrong. That's why he's going to Yaakov. So it didn't really bother them so much. But after Yosef had dreams that he will become a ruler over them, it must be that Yosef feels greater than us. If he feels greater than us, why doesn't he come directly to us to tell us what we are doing wrong? It must be that he's a troublemaker, and that's why he's going to our father. That's why the pasuk says at this point that the brothers hated Yosef al-Devarov. Vayachalom oid chalom acher. And Yosef had another dream. Vayasapar oisoy la'echov. And he related the dream to his brothers. Vayomer, and he said, Hine cholamti chalom oid. Behold, I had another dream. Vihine hashemesh v'hayoreach. And behold, the sun, the moon, v'achar oso kechovim, and the 11 stars, mishtachavim li, are bowing down to me. Vayisaper el Oviv, and then Yosef related the dream to his father, ve'el Echov, in front of his brothers. The brothers heard it a second time. Vayigar by Oviv, and his father Yaakov screamed at him, screamed at Yosef. Although we will see further that Yaakov believed the dream. He was screaming at Yosef because he was causing sinna, he was causing hatred amongst the brothers towards him. And he said to Yosef, what is this dream that you dreamt? Will we come? I, your mother and your brothers, to bow down to you. The dream says that the Shemesh and the Yoreach and the 11 stars will bow down to you. The Shemesh is obviously referring to me. The Yoreach to Rachel, your mother, and the 11 stars referring to the Shvatim. It can't be true that the Yoreach will bow down to you. Your mother Rachel has already passed away. So Yaakov was saying to the Shvatim, just like that part of the dream is not true, the whole dream is not true. But Rashi says that Yaakov did believe the dream. According to one pshat in Rashi, it is because Yaakov knew Ein Chaloyim B'loy Devarim B'Tzelim. Every dream has some senseless matter in it. But just because there is one point that does not make sense, the rest of the dream can still be true. So although the Areach part cannot be true, Yaakov knew that the Shemesh and the Achad Osar Koychavim could be true. Vayikanu Vayechav, and the brothers were jealous of Yosef, the Aviv Shomar Es Hadavar, but Yaakov, his father, was waiting for it to happen. He was waiting for this Nevuah, this dream, to come true. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Vayeshev Yaakov, after the Pasuk has told us at the end of last week's parsha, the settlement of Esav and his children in a short version, they were not important before Hashem to explain how they settled and the order of their wars, how they chased out the Chori. The Torah now explains the settlement and the happenings of Yaakov in a more detailed fashion. Kol Gilgulei Sibosam, all the turns of their events. Lefi Shehem Chashuvim Lefnei Amokim L'Harach Bahem, because they are important before Hashem to go into detail concerning them. And so we find by the 10 generations, Shemei Odom Ve'ad Noach, from Odom till Noach, Ploini Hoilid Ploini. Ploini gave birth to Ploini in a very short manner. And when it comes to Noach, Herach Boy, it goes into greater detail concerning Noach. And also from the 10 generations from Noach until Avram, Kitzer Bohem, the Pasuk says it in a short version. And when it reaches Avram, Herach Boy, it goes to greater detail. It is a parable to a pearl that falls into the sand. A person feels the sand and strains it in a strainer until he finds the pearl. Once he finds the pearl, he throws away the pebbles from his hand and he takes the pearl. So we see that just like the Torah gives greater detail by the important people, Noach and Avram, so too over here, the Torah spends more time telling us about Yaakov and not about Esav. Maskil David is Medayik. If you look at Rashi, when Rashi mentions the 10 generations from Adam till Noach, he says, Ploini hoilit ploini. But when he mentions the 10 generations from Noach till Avram, he does not say Ploini hoilit ploini, but rather Kiter bohem. The Torah is Mekatzer by them. Why does Rashi change the Lashon? Maskil David answers, because there is a difference between the Doros of Adam till Noach and the Doros of Noach till Avram. If you look in Parshas Bereishis, when the Torah tells us how long each person lived by the generations of Adam till Noach, the Torah uses three psukim. One pasuk tells us how long he lived before he had children. The second pasuk tells us how long he lived after he had children. And the third pasuk gives us the total amount of years of his life. But by the generations of Noach till Avram, the Torah does not say that third pasuk, that pasuk that gives us the total. Therefore, Rashi is medayik by saying kitzer bohem, because by the 10 generations of Noach till Avram, the Torah is even more mekatzer than he did by the 10 generations of Adam till Noach. Maskil David also explains that when Rashi says ukushibol noach herach boy, when he came to Noach, the Torah elaborates, it does not mean the elaboration of discussing the marvel, because that is not elaborating specifically about Noach, but rather that's elaborating about an event that happened to the world. Rather, the herach boy that Rashi is referring to is in Parshas Bereishis, Perikei Pasuk Chavches and Chavtes. The Pasuk says, Vayechil Lemach Shtayim Ushmonim Shana Uma'ashana Vayoyled Bein, and he had a son. The Pasuk should have just said, Vayoyled Noach, and finished. That would be the end. That's the way it says it by all the others. But the Pasuk says, Vayoyled Bein, Vayikwe Shemay Noach, and he called his name Noach, Lamar saying, Zeyinach Amenu, this one will bring ease to us, Mimaseinu, Meitzva Yadenu, from our work, from our toil. The Pasuk goes on to tell us the reason for Noach's name. The Torah in those two psukim is being marech, is going to greater detail concerning Noach than it did by any of the other children. That's what Rashi means when it says that the Torah is marech by Noach. And also concerning Avram, when Rashi says that the Torah is marech, it is referring to the psukim in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav. When the Pasuk says, Terach lived 70 years, Vayoyled es Avram, es Nachor, ves Haron. Ve'ela told us, Terach, Terach hoyled es Avram, es Nachor, ves Haron, Vahoron hoyled es Loit, Vayomas Haron al Pnei Terach Oviv. And then the Pasuk goes on to say, Vayikach Avram Nachor lehem Noshim, they got married. The Pasuk is going into detail about Avram's family. It tells us that Terach lived 70 years when he had 3 children. It discusses Haron, who died when Terach was still alive. It discusses Nachor, who got married to Milcah. The Pasuk is going into greater detail concerning Avram's family. And it is because of Avram that the Torah goes into detail not only concerning him, but also concerning his family. And Maskelo David says, that's the pshat in the mashal. Because really there is a problem with the mashal. The mashal starts off that the margolios, the pearl, fell into the choil, into the sand. But at the end, Rashi says, "Umishemotza." When he finds the pearl, who mashlich es atzroiros, he throws away the pebbles. Where did the pebbles come in? We were talking about choil, sand. Therefore, Maskil David learns that this is pshat in the mashal. When a person is straining the sand in order to separate the pearl, the very thin sand falls straight through the strainer. But the pebbles that are in the sand are still on top together with the pearls. And a person has to go by hand, take these pebbles and throw them away in order to just have the pearl on top. The Nimshal is, the 10 generations that the Torah just runs through, they are like the very thin sand that falls straight through the strainer. But there are people who are not so important, but they get greater mention because they are part of the family of the important person. For example, Avram's family, Terach, Nachor, and Haran, they are not so important, but the Torah discusses them a little bit more than a typical person because they are part of Avram's family. So the very thin sand is like the 10 generations. They don't get any mention. They fall straight through the strainer. But Avram's family, Terach, Nachor, and Haran, they are like the pebbles on top. They are still stuck on top. And one has to go pull them off separately to separate the pearl. That's why more mention is given to them, to the family of Avram, to Nachor, Haran, and Terach. But they also are thrown away in order to discuss Avram alone in Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera. And Maskelo David says, that's why by Avram it says, Umi Shehigia Eitzel Avram. If you look by Noach, Rashi says, Ukeshebola Noach Herach Boy. By Avram it says, Umishegia Eitzel Avram Herach Boy. Why does Rashi change the Lashon? Because by Avram, he is not only being Marech, he is not only going to greater detail concerning Avram, but also concerning Avram's family. That's why it says, Umishegia Eitzel Avram, when he reaches Avram, not only Avram, but also Avram's family. Zok Rashi Dova Acher, Vayeshev Yaakov, another pshat in Vayeshev Yaakov, HaPishtoni Azeh, this flax merchant, Nechnesu Gemalov Tunim Pishton, he entered the town with his camels loaded with flax. HaPach Mitomo, the blacksmith, wondered, Ano Yikonez Kol HaPishton Azeh, where will he store all this Pishton? HaYipikech Echad Meshevloi, one smart person answered the Pachmi, Nitzus Echad Yoitzemi Me'apuach Shalcho, one spark comes from your blower, Shesarif es Kulay, that can burn down all the Pishtan, all the flax. Kach Yaakov Roas Kalaluf Maksuvan Lamala. So did Yaakov see all the chiefs that are written above that will come from Esav. Tama he wondered Va'omar and said, Miyachal Lichbash Eskulam. Who can capture all these chiefs? How can I be victorious over Esav? Maksiv Lamata, what does the pasuk say afterwards? Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. These are the children of Yaakov, Yosef. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, V'hoya beis Yaakov Esh. Yaakov's house is like a fire. Ubeis Yosef Lahava, and Yosef's house is like a flame. Ubeis Esav Lakash, and Esav's house is like straw. Nitzus Yosef mi Yosef, a spark can come out of Yosef, Shemachale v'serif es kulam, that can destroy all the chiefs of Esav. The Nimshal over here seems to be very understandable. Yaakov is wondering, how can he destroy all the chiefs of Esav? On that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, you Yaakov are the Esh, are the fire, and you have the flame of Yosef together with you. So the spark of Yosef can come and destroy the straw, the kash of Esav. The problem was, how can we destroy Esav? And the answer is, with the fire of Yosef. But by the mashal, the Pachmi was not trying to destroy the flax. He was wondering where the Pishtani will store all the flax. So what was this Pikeach, this wise person's answer? One spark can come from your Mapuach that can burn down the whole thing. The Pachmi was not trying to burn down the flax. He was wondering where he can store it. What is the mashal saying? I saw a pshat that the Pishtani was coming down a very narrow alley. And in this alley was the store of the Pachmi. The Pachmi was worried that when he comes through this alley with all this wide load of Pishtan, he will knock over everything. And all the stores in this alley will be ruined. On that the Bikeach answered, why are you worried about him? He should be worried about you. Because when he passes by your Mapuach, and his flax bumps into your Mapuach, a spark will come out of your Mapuach and burn all his flax. So instead of you being worried about him, he should be worried about you. That is the mashal. The nimshal is the same. Why are you, Yaakov, afraid of Esav? Esav should be worried about Yaakov because you have the spark, Yosef, that can destroy Esav. Zok Rashi, Ela told us Yaakov. Why are the toldos Yaakov considered Yosef? The Eileh Shel toldos Yaakov. These are of the children of Yaakov that will bring Yaakov down to his final settlement in Mitzrayim. Eileh Yushuveim v'Gilguleim. These are his settlements and his turns of events. Achebo l'chlal Yishuv, until he will come to his final settlement. These are the children of Yaakov. These are of the children of Yaakov that will bring him to Mitzrayim. And that is Yosef, because Yosef, at the age of 17, was sold as a slave to Mitzrayim, and eventually Yaakov will also come down to Mitzrayim because of that. Siba Rishona, Yosef ben Shvasre Shona. The first reason was Yosef was 17. Al-Yidezen es galgalu v'yordu l'Mitzrayim. Through that, the events turned so that Yaakov himself also came down to Mitzrayim. Zehu acha yishu pshuta shal mikra. This is going after the simple meaning of the pasuk, liyos devar dibor alefanov, that every word should be in its place. Eileh told us Yaakov, these are of the children of Yaakov that brought him to his final settlement in Mitzrayim, Yosef, who was 17 when he was sold. Umedrash agoda, doiresh, they expound upon the pasuk. Toila hakosuf told us Yaakov b'Yosef mivnei kama dvarim. The pasuk says that the children of Yaakov were Yosef because of many reasons. Achas, the first reason, sheko atzmo shel Yaakov le'ovad etzal Lavan elo b'Rochel, because Yaakov did not work for Lavan only in order to get Rochel, and this was Rochel's bechor. V'shehoya ziv ikunim shel Yosef d'emeloi, and because the appearance and the look of Yosef was similar to Yaakov. And also because everything that happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Zenestam v'zenestam, they were both hated. Ze'echov mev'ochiv mevakish lahargoy. Yaakov's brother Esav wanted to kill him. Ze'echov mevakshim lahargoy. And the Shvatim wanted to kill Yosef. V'chein harbe b'bereishis rabba. And many different pshatim are also said in the bereishis rabba. V'oid nidrash boy. And another pshat is said, v'yeshev. Yaakov, what's the pshat in Vayeshev? Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov seeked to live in peace. Until now he had a lot of tzar. He was away from his father for 22 years. He had to fight against Lavan and Esav. He had an issue with his daughter Dina being taken, kidnapped by Shechem. He wanted to live in peace now that he came to Eretz Yisrael. Kofat Olav Rogze Shal Yosef. It sprung upon him the problems and ordeal of Yosef. Tzadikim Mevakshim Leishiv B'Shalva. Tzadikim seek to live in peace in this world. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Loidayan L'Tzadikim Mashem Mesukin Lohem Lo'olam Haba. Isn't it sufficient for you, Tzadikim, that Olam Haba is set aside for you? Eloshim Mevakshim Leishiv B'Shalva Bo'olam Hazeh. You also want to live in peace in Olam Hazeh. Therefore, the ordeal of Yosef sprung upon Yaakov. And that's Pshat and Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov wanted to live in peace. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, but the ordeal of Yosef sprung upon him. So we now have many different pshatim. Why Ela told us Yaakov, the children of Yaakov, were specifically considered Yosef. First of all, it was because of Yosef and the ordeal of Yosef that Yaakov found his final settlement in Mitzrayim. Yosef was sold and brought down to Mitzrayim, and eventually Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. So the toldus of Yaakov that brought him to his final settlement was Yosef. Also, as Rashi explains, because Yaakov only worked for Lavan because of Rachel, and this was Rachel's Bechor. And also, because Yaakov and Yosef looked alike, and also because they were both hated by their brothers, and their brothers wanted to kill them. So there was a connection between Yaakov and Yosef. And Rashi also says, because Yaakov wanted to live in peace, and it was the ordeal of Yosef that stopped that. Kafzei olav rogzei shal Yosef. That's why the pasuk says, Ele told us Yaakov Yosef. And yet another pshat that we saw earlier in the parentheses, that Yaakov was afraid of all the chiefs of Esav. He wondered how he can destroy them. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. The answer was that through Yosef, who was the flame, the spark, he will be able to overcome Esav. Zakrashi v'hunar. Shehoya oisem maisenaris. He would act like a youth. Mesakin besari, fixing his hair. Mamash mesh be'enov. And touching his eyes and grooming his eyes. Kedei sheyia nira yofe. In order that he should look nice. Es b'nei bila. He was found a lot by the children of Bila, because the Bnei Leah, his brothers, would belittle them, and he would be makar of them, he would befriend them. All bad that he would see by his brothers, the children of Leah, he would tell his father. That they would eat a limb from a live animal, and they would belittle the bnei shvachos to call them servants, v'chashudim, and they were suspect al ha'arayas of being mezane. And because of all these three, he was punished. Al evim minachai, on the fact that he accused them of eating evim minachai, the pasuk says v'yishchatu seir izim b'mechirasoi, in order to sell him, they killed a goat. He accused them of eating a live animal. In order to sell him, they killed an animal. And Rashi tells us that they did not eat it alive. You see, even when they wanted to kill the animal in order to dip his kesoinus in the blood, they still shechted it. So we see that the Shvatim would have never eaten Avim and Achai, because even when they were killing the animal, they shechted it. Concerning the Lashon Hara that he said about them, that they called the Bnei Bila Bnei Zilpa servants, Le'evid Nimka Yosef. Yosef was punished and was sold as a slave. And concerning the fact that he said that they were Choshud Al Ho'arayas, Batisa Eishas Adoinov, the wife of his master, Eishas Paitifar, tried to be Mizana with him. Dibosom, Koloshin Diba Parlerit Blas. Whatever he was able to say negative about them, he would say. Diba loshen doivev sifse yishonim. Moving are the lips of the sleeping. Ben Zakunim. He loved him more than all the brothers because Yosef was a Ben Zakunim. Shenoilud le'ezik nosai. Because he was born to him at his old age. The Mefarshim have an issue with this Pshat and Rashi. Why was Yosef specifically called the Ben Zakunim? All of Yaakov's children were born to him at an old age. Yaakov was 84 when he married Rachel. So really all of them were a Ben Zakunim. All the children were born in a matter of 6 years. Yisachar and Zevulun were born a year or two before Yosef. So why would Yosef be the only one called a Ben Zakunim? Second of all, Binyamin should be the Ben Zakunim because he was the one that was really born at the end. Why is Yosef called the Ben Zakunim? Therefore, Rashi brings down another pshat. Vogel is Tirgim Bar Chakim Hule. He was the son who was the Chacham. Kol Masha Lomad Mishem Ve'Ever Mosaloi. Anything he learned from Shem Ve'Ever, he would teach Yosef. Since he learned Torah with him, therefore he had a greater love towards him. Davar Acher Shoyaziv Ikunim Shaloi Doimeloi. Yaakov and Yosef looked alike. Pasim Lashon Klei Milas. It is a language of a garment of fine wool. K'may karpas u'secheles, like fine wool and blue wool. K'may k'sainas ha'pasim, the tamar v'amnoin, like the lashon of k'sainas pasim that is said by tamar and amnoin. U'medrush ha'godo, al shem tzoroisov. The word pasim, pei samach yud mem, is referring to the tzoros of Yosef. Shenimkar lepaitifar, soichrim yishme'elim and midjanim. He was sold to the pei, paitifar, the samach, soichrim, the yud referring to yishme'elim, and the mem, the midjanim. From the negative statement about the Shvatim, we can learn their praise. They did not speak one thing in their, with their mouth and feel a different thing in their heart. To speak with him. It does not mean to speak about him, because they would not speak Lashon Hara to other people about Yosef, but rather it means to speak with Yosef. They could not speak peacefully. And the dream was that they were ma'almim alumim kitagumay ma'asrin esorin, tying a tying umrin of bundles. V'chein, like it says in Tehillim, noisei alumoisav, carrying their bundles. Ukamoyo v'lashon Mishnah, and so we find in the lashon of the Mishnah in Baba Metzia, v'ho alumois noitel umachwiz. The bundles they take and they call out. Kama alumasi means nizkifa. My bundle stood up. The gam nitzava lamed al umdav zekifa. It remained standing and remained erect. And the brothers continued to hate Yosef on his dreams, val devarav, and on his words, al dibasam ra, on his evil words, shohayamevi laviem, that he brought to their father Yaakov. Vayisaper el aviv el echov, and he related the second dream to his father and his brothers. La'achas shesipor oisi la'echov. After he related it to his brothers, chazor v'sipor la'aviv b'fneihem, he went and related it to Yaakov before the brothers. Vayigravoy, and Yaakov screamed at him, l'fi shohayam matal sina olav, because he was causing hatred to befall upon him. And that's why Yaakov screamed at him. And he said, havoy novoy, will it come that I, your mother, and your brothers will bow down to you? V'haloi imcha kvar mesa, your mother has already died. V'hu lo hayu yodea, and Yaakov did not know, shadvarim megiin lebila, that the words were referring to Bila, shegadlasa ki imay, who raised Yosef just like his mother. According to this pshat, the dream was totally true. The Shemesh was Yaakov, the Yoreach was Bila, and the 11 stars were the 11 Shvatim. Yaakov did not know that the Yoreach was referring to Bila. Therefore, he told the Shvatim that the dream is not true, because the Yoreach is referring to Rachel, and Rachel is dead. So the question arises, why did Yaakov himself believe the dream? The Pasuk says, Va'aviv Shomer Es Hadavar. Yaakov believed the dream. Why did he believe the dream if Yoreach was referring to Rachel, and Rachel is dead? Maskal David explains that Yaakov was thinking that Rachel would get up with Tchias HaMesim. And although she was dead now, she would rise with Tchias HaMesim and would bow down to Yosef, and the whole dream would come true. Rashi says another pshat, V'rabbeisenu lamdu mikan she'en chaloyim b'loy dvarim b'telim. Our Rabbanim learned from here that every dream has some nonsense to it. V'yaakov nischaven lahutzi adava milev bonov. And Yaakov's intentions were to convince the Shvatim that the dream is not true. Shelo kanu, in order that they should not be jealous of Yosef. Lekach omaloi, that's why he said to Yosef, Havoy novoy, do you really think that I, your mother, and your brothers will bow down to you? Kishem she'efshel be'imcha, kach hashar hu batal. Just like it's not possible for your mother to bow down to you because she is dead, the whole dream is batal. But Yaakov himself believed the dream, because he knew Ein Chaloyim B'Loy Dvarim B'Telim, and the Dvarim B'Telim was the Yoreach, referring to Rachel, but the rest of the dream is true.